When I first found out the news that I'd be named Citizen of the Year, I did what any kid does when the news is good. They phoned my mom. And what she said warmed my heart. "That's extraordinary," she exclaimed. Only that's not exactly what she said. What she said was, "That's extraordinary." Two words, not one. There was a pause between the extra and the ordinary. I think she hiccuped. Being told that your extraordinary accomplishment might merely be extraordinary made me wonder, had she hiccuped or had she really meant that all I had accomplished was real extraordinary? Making the case for the latter would be easy and obvious. After all, her mother, Estelle Wisher, had been Chief Commissioner of the Girl Guides of Canada, and when Lady Baden Powell, the founder of Girl Guides, came to Toronto from London, England, she slept at Estelle's house. That's extraordinary. And then there was my uncle, the Honorable John Van Duser. Born in Winona, not only did he become a judge at the tender age of 39, just 10 years later in 1976, he collaborated with two other Hamilton judges to pilot the Unified Family Court. Almost half a century later, it reduces conflict, encourages early resolutions, and it lowers the cost for family litigants all across Canada. That is extraordinary. But perhaps most extraordinary of all was my maternal great-grandmother, Blanche Hodgson's, first commissioner of the Girl Guides of Toronto. She founded Girl Guide Cookie Day in 1927. So if you're currently embroiled in a family feud over which tastes better, the chocolate or the vanilla cookies, well, you've got her to blame. So you see, extraordinary runs in my family. And since being told in the spring that I would receive this award, I thought long and hard about what it means to be extraordinary. And what I realize is that how many of the people I know and how many of the people that I've had the very great pleasure of working with in this room are truly extraordinary. And I think it really comes back to a rule that they follow, whether knowingly or not. We've all heard of the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them. Oh boy. Me and my Bible study, my memorization, I'm failing. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But I don't think that's the rule that they follow, actually. Indeed, I believe that their adherence not to the golden rule, but to the platinum rule. And the platinum rule is this: instead of treating others the way you wish to be treated, you need to invest the time to discover how they wish to be treated, and then treat them accordingly. It's never about you. It's always about them. Changing the focus from you to others is one that invariably transforms ordinary into extraordinary. To follow the golden rule, we can be ordinary. But to follow the platinum rule, we need to listen to others. We need to listen more, and we need to talk less. We need to listen to what people are saying, and we need to respond to them on their terms, not ours. To make the point, let me give you three very quick examples. The first is this. 8 years ago, a friend of mine, Brenda Ferguson, now the CEO of Today's Family Early Learning and Childcare, was on vacation and waiting for friends in Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. Her friends were running on Dominican time, which is to say they were very, very late. But as she cooled her heels on one of the hottest countries on the planet, she heard a chorus of children singing. Brenda walked around the corner, and she found that the source of this singing were 30 or more children in front of a tiny schoolhouse on a busy thoroughfare. Why were the children on the busy road instead of in the school? She asked. Well, as crazy as it sounds, it was safer for them to be on the street than it was for them to be in the school. Because listening, she was able to find out that a hurricane had just ripped through the island and practically ripped the roof off that tiny schoolhouse. Soon thereafter, the schoolhouse roof did fall down. But her immediate need as she listened, or their immediate need as she listened, was not for the schoolhouse roof. It was for arts and crafts supplies. And that's because the kids who were impoverished were literally foraging for materials in the city's gutters and out of the city's garbage cans. Brenda wasted no time calling me because she knew that my daughter Sarah and I were soon going to be going to the Dominican Republic with our friends from Smithville United Church to build houses. So could we just happen to take along two 50-pound suitcases filled with art supplies? She wasn't asking, we were being voluntold. By listening to the children singing, Brenda transformed an ordinary outing with friends into an extraordinary relationship with the children's educators. That chance circumstance impacted not only the school and the community, it impacted today's family's community, and it impacted my family too. This past Christmas, in honor of my wife, we visited the Dominican school and its new, much safer site, carrying with us not two, but seven 50-pound suitcases filled with glitter and white LePage's glue. To say the least, that was a trip that was extraordinary. In the late 80s, Jim Turnbull was on a mission trip to Haiti, and what he witnessed there broke his heart. On his way home, during a layover in Philadelphia, Jim heard the voice of God cry out to him, imploring him to help the children in that troubled country. Answering the call, just as Jim and his wife Joan founded the Joy and Hope of Haiti. And now, almost 30 years later, this Hamilton-based charity shines the light of the Lord on 5,000 children who are living in very dark times. It was my pleasure not only to serve the board as its chair for 6 years, but since then it has been my great pleasure to see them grow from 4,000 to 5,000 students. Clearly my leadership couldn't take them that far. And the third and final story. Let's end off with a quick local example of how extraordinary listening can make for an extraordinary story. It's been my pleasure to work at the Winona Peach Festival for 25 years and to be on the Winona Men's Club executive for the past 9. This year, the Peach Sunday lineups were long, and I'm sorry for that. They were as long as 35 minutes, and we're going to do our best to get better next year. But this year, although we sold a Sunday every 4.9 seconds, there was one sale that took just a little bit longer. It was Saturday night, and my eldest son Ian was tending cash, and a woman in her late 50s ordered a single sundae. "No problem," Ian said. "$8, please." "Can I have more spoons?" she asked. "How many?" Ian wanted to know. "Oh, 5 would be great," she said, with a giant grin on her face. 5 spoons for one sundae? Who asks for that? But as he complied with her request, the woman said, "It's for me and my 4 friends. We're all diabetic. But every year, we split a Sunday." Ian says that she was the happiest customer all evening. Happier even than the kids who got extra whipped cream, or the dad who got the very last Sunday before we closed. Ian could have easily slept her off and assumed she was being greedy. But by listening, by leaning in, it became obvious that she wasn't just buying ice cream, peaches, whipped cream in a cardboard cup, no. She and her giddy girlfriends were buying a taste of summer. They were buying a taste of normal. taste of life before diabetes. They were buying a sense of belonging, of shared community with the 20,000 other people who bought Sundays that weekend. Listening changes everything. Whether you hear a chorus of children singing, whether you hear a call on your heart, or whether you hear somebody speaking just a few feet in front of you. By listening to the needs of our neighbors, and by responding according to their needs rather than our wants, gold becomes platinum. Listen with loving ears, and love will be the answer. And while the ordinary in our society grumble, gossip, and groan, let us continue and respond with extraordinary grace, gratitude, and goodwill. And what will become of us as a community? Together, we will build a community full of gentleness, goodness, and generosity. For it is based on these extraordinary virtues that we can continue to build a diverse, equitable, and inclusive society that's not just great, but extraordinary. So to the Stony Creek Chamber of Commerce, and especially to Brenda and Connie, who worked late at night so that this night would be perfect, thank you. To my nominators, Doug Nielsen and Brenda Johnson, to the 18 other community leaders who endorsed my nomination, thank you. To the 58 people who bought tickets tonight to sit at my table, well, the joke's on you. And to Julie and Donald B. Brown Funeral Home. And to Tom Bush, a previous Citizen of the Year award winner, who couldn't be here this evening. I say thank you, not simply for this award, but for taking care of my family at a time of great need last year. To my family most of all, I love you. Each and every one of you are extraordinary, and I am better for you. Thank you, God bless you, and good night.